when we have 4,000 vacant homes here in Sligo, surely to God the council and the government should be releasing money to do compulsory purchase orders on these homes. Granted, some of them are in great condition, would need a lot of work, but when we're giving private landlords over $1 billion a year towards the private market, I believe some of that money should be transferred towards housing. And especially when you look at the housing list here in Sligo, it's always getting bigger, it's not getting any shorter, and there are no homes for people to go to. Emergency accommodation for me is a massive issue. I raise it the whole time. I've challenged the council on it numerous times, but it's still, unfortunately, the same answers to the questions. They've nowhere to go. They expect people to go and live in overcrowded situations, and then if you have to go and stay with a friend or stay with a family member in a council house, the council then send out a letter saying you're not supposed to be there. So, like, where is this going to end?
The council have said in the past that they do have a number of different sites in and around the town with various schemes planned and at various stages in terms of housing projects. Do you think that they're not moving at a quick enough pace then to cope with the demand?
Well, it's great to see that there is so much council housing going to be coming on stream, but that's down the line. This year, I don't think there's going to be too many houses built. The only things we'll be getting is Part 5s, as far as I'm aware. It's not good enough when we have a housing crisis. And again, one of the things that I was told in the council meeting recently is that some people are offered hotels. That family that I was dealing with were offered no emergency accommodation. So there has to be somewhere along the line that we say, look, we have to put up 100, 200 modular housing, or we have to do compulsory purchase orders on houses to get them fit for use. The ones I had a video up on social media, the ones down at the bottom of Holborn Hill, they've been derelict for close to 15 years or more. Now, over that period of time, there's 7 houses there. If you look to the left of that, there's a lot of apartments, which are great. The same thing could be implemented there, or homes. We need to have homes for people. We can't keep going round and round in the same circle. Oh, you're going to have to rent. The rent in Sligo is touching 1,400 or 1,500. I was tagging a post on Facebook when you're looking at one in Tubbercurry for 1,700. You know, like, these prices, they're out of reach for anybody. And I find that it's people who are pinned to their collars. They're paying tax after tax after tax, and there's nothing coming back in return.